prepare yourselves. This is WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Peace? I hate the word. As I hate hell, all Montagues.
I had a dream last night, 'cause it looked just like a dream. I had a dream last night, but it looked like a dream. Mercy, mercy, I'm made of cloth. Make me a suit so I can get it off. Heaven help me, my head's spinning round. Stop this airplane, 'cause I got to get down. I had a dream last night, 'cause you look just like a dream. She was on fire last night, and I was breathing gasoline.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
You made Indian music?
Do you remember my Indian music?
Indians like dots or Indians like feathers?
Dots, like when the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack came out and then it won a bunch of Grammys, I decided I was going to make Indian music. Did I not share that with you guys?
Mm-mm. Do you have I've it never. On your iPod?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Holy
that
shit.
That was track one.
Yeah, that's my one.
It's like, oh, hey. Hey there, dog. You were there the whole time? Good.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Oh, three wild and crazy guys.
Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Let me tell you, we have the makings of a great show tonight, Travis.
I like the sound of that.
I will tell you that it is a monumentous occasion because it is the first time in the show's storied history that we are on strictly battery power.
Battery power.
That's like walking a tightrope.
That's correct, Napier. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Flying without a net. We are on battery power.
So the show hinges on a 9-volt?
Yes, exactly. And then now, this is something that the people might not know, and that I might be, you know, showing you behind the wizard's curtain here. But the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program is not a high-tech operation.
Doesn't you look like don't it. Say.
We have this whole thing strung together with a series of duct tape and paper clips to a degree that would shock you. We do not have good things. Travis, you are hearing Travis through a contraption that I purchased because I needed to make two things plug into my tube television, my PlayStation 1 and a VCR. And I have now made that into the Travis machine.
You couldn't have at least plugged me into like a Sega Genesis or something?
And so the other day, I was working on a bit, you guys. You know, one of those bits that really work.
Oh, that always home run out of the park.
I was working on a bit, and you see, Mandy of the Furnacast, I usually, when I do a bit, I include Dan and Mandy for several reasons. One, they're my friends.
Two, they're the only people that'll talk to you.
They are dependable. if I ask them to do something, not only do they do it and are happy to do it, but they're good at it, too. Usually, I like working with them on my bits. But Dan is out of town, and Mandy is left in charge. And
what's he doing out there?
Dan, he's out doing his oil job.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that other people do bad at the bits. I really appreciate all the people who help me with my bits. But I'm saying that usually you go with who you can trust, you know,
and
who you can
horse.
Depend on. And that's usually the people that you've used before. And so in this particular situation, Mandy of the Furnacast, she said, Mike, I don't think I can figure out how to record an MP3 file and email it to you. I don't know if I can figure that out. So what I planned to do was I planned to get on Skype and just have them record the lines over Skype right before they recorded their own MP3 file and uploaded it to the internet, which Mandy claims she can't do to send in an email, but she can upload it to a pod. I'm getting beside the point. So I'll plug in all my Skype stuff and I say, hey guys, you know, what time are you recording? I'm gonna go the extra mile. I'm gonna get this because I really need this for my bit.
Yeah, your bits.
And they said, cool. So I plug up the Skype computer, I set it on the floor, and I'm sitting on the floor with the Skype computer waiting for the Furnacast to call. So the Furnacast calls, and I pick up, and I'm talking to them, and I can see they're talking back to me, but I can't hear nothing. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? So while I am trying to figure out what's going on, I'm fiddling with our mixer, I'm fiddling with the computer. What I'm doing is I am leaning over the Skype computer that I'm on video with Dan and Mandy, and I guess the way that I was situated, they were able to look up my shorts and see my dick and balls.
So without context, so, you're showing them balls and dick.
So when I unplugged the audio so that I could actually hear them, just like through the computer, Mandy said, Mike, Dan said that he saw your dick and balls.
Did it give you a star rating?
He did not, no. And actually he has backtracked since because, see, I was horrified, Travis. I said, I can't be friends with Dan and Mandy anymore, right?
Did he swipe right?
I mean,
right?
They've seen my dick and balls. And so, I mean, like, how can we just go back to the way things were?
Well, how can you be lovers if you can't be friends?
Yeah.
And so he's backtracked and he says, Mike, I'm just kidding. I didn't really see your dick and balls, but I don't believe him now. Now I'm convinced that I showed Dan, my good pal Dan, my dick and balls over Skype.
What were you wearing that they were able to see up your shorts, and did you have the webcam pointed straight up into the air?
I had it's pointed straight, but I was like leaning over it to check with my board and stuff.
So would your dick and balls hang out of the bottom of your shorts?
I guess it was loose fitting, and he was able to look up my I upskirted myself, Travis, is what I did.
I feel like you might have done this on purpose because you've wanted to show them both your dick and balls.
Why in the world would I want to show anyone my dick and balls?
Some Dragon people are rights? Some weird shit.
But the thing is, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the goddamn mixer. We've had the same Captain Kangaroo Radio Shack mixer the entire time we've done this show. It's always worked fine. It stopped working. Can't figure it out. So I panic, and I go up to Radio Shack, and on the way to Radio Shack, I'm at a stoplight, and I look over, and there's this old lady stopped at the stoplight just fucking eyeballing me. And I'm in a weird place, and I'm convinced that this old lady is staring at me because she knows I just showed some dude my dick and balls.
I don't think she could know that.
Well, that's where my head went. I was paranoid that everybody knew about my dick showing, and I was bummed out about the whole thing. Going to Radio Shack, they no longer carry the mixer.
You even have a Radio Shack? I thought they closed all.
There's
those
a couple
Shacks.
Of them still around, Travis. Isn't that convenient? But you know, I did it for you guys. You know, what would I do if I wasn't able to put this out every week? You know,
well, you'd have two less people to show your dick and balls to.
So what do I do? I can't. I can't get the mixer here in time to do a show at the normal time. You know, if I ordered one on the intranet, my Radio Shack doesn't carry them no more. So I go to the Guitar Center, and I spend more money than I should on a brand new flashy mixer. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, I'm going to be able to figure this out, right?
Well, I don't see that mixer here.
It looks kind of complicated.
See how many levers and buttons are on
look,
those damn things?
There's some dumb sons of bitches that do podcasts. And I imagine some of them have one of these things. So if they can figure it out, surely I can. I can get with the times, Travis. I can make something great with this thing, right?
2.0.
So I bought a mixer, and I'm on the way home from the Guitar Center. By the way, let me tell you something about Guitar Center, Travis. It's not a pleasant place.
No, it's not.
I do not want to go in a Guitar Center ever again. I'll get back to that in a little bit.
Not for you.
But
well, you should have went to a Pawn America. Don't you have a Pawn America around? They give those things away like $10.
I didn't think of that, Travis. But I checked out at the Guitar Center, and a guy with hip length hair. He judgingly looked at me. You know how the guy at the Guitar Center looks at you, Travis? I don't think I really need to explain.
Yeah, he knows you do not belong there.
Yeah. He's rolling his eyes at me. He's like, this guy doesn't even play the guitar. Fuck this guy. So I'm leaving the Guitar Center. I'm on my way home, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I remember that Captain Kangaroo Radio Shack board that I have that just stopped working has a thing on the bottom that you can plug a 9-volt battery in to have backup battery power.
Battery power!
Each time you do it, it drains it just a little bit more.
So stop at Target, buy me a 9-volt battery. And I come home, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's the power cord, maybe it's the audio cable, maybe I was a little too hasty in going to this Guitar Center and buying this new fancy fangled thingamajig, right?
How much it run you?
The thingamajig?
Yeah, the new one.
I'd rather not say.
Was it more than you're comfortable spending?
It's more than I should be spending. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if I look at things and I say, like, what my priority should be, a brand new fancy mixer, when apparently I don't need one, probably isn't something I should buy.
No.
So I get home, put the 9-volt battery in the mixer, works just fine.
How many backup 9-volt batteries did you buy?
It came in a 2-pack.
So there's one.
So, Napier, our concern, I guess, is will the battery power...
Battery power!
...last?
Well, you keep hitting that thing, maybe not.
Oh, so we're on like a... This is like that Johnny Depp movie where he's got to do that criminal thing before they take his daughter and murder her or some shit. Nick of time.
But of course, this is a temporary solution. And the real solution is to find a new power cord, correct?
Nah. Yeah.
So I go to the Radio Shack today, and I said, hey. Oh yeah, by the way, the power cord, it's got like two wires that are like glued together. One of the wires has been cut. So that's why it doesn't work. Because
who sabotaged you?
Somebody sabotaged us, Travis.
Is it your lady friend saying, I wish she'd be done with this bullshit? And
probably. And so I went up to Radio Shack and I said, hey, man, you guys got another one of these here power cords? She said, yeah, they're right here. She pointed. She was watching a movie on her phone, and I had to interrupt her movie. She was pretty bummed out about the whole thing.
Yeah, as you do when you work at Radio Shack.
Yeah, that's what happens. You got the movies going, and you just hope nobody comes in, and usually no one does.
Mike, you were one of two people to go into that store, and the other person was you from earlier.
Yeah, I went there yesterday. They're like, hey, I remember that guy from yesterday. He was the one. So she points to where they are. I go and I look. $25 for this power cord, and it's one of the ones that has interchangeable heads. So you get the right size head, and a head was another $6.99. So it'd be $31 for a new cord for the board. And I'm thinking, I can get this cheaper on eBay, right?
Of course you can.
So I didn't buy the power cord, and in turn, we are surviving on battery power.
You just like tempting fate, don't you, with that little goddamn thing?
I just feel like I'm going to see like the Energizer Bunny walk across the screen here that I'm staring at any moment.
Every time you play that, you are daring God to make that thing explode.
You think?
Yeah.
You think I'm telling it? So do you think that the board, it drains more power by the more complicated audio I send into it?
Well, did you leave it off the whole time that you were, you know, messing around with it?
I don't know. I guess if the show dies, then it
hey, guys, when did we become a tech show?
I'll tell you one thing.
Really deep into it.
Travis, the battery that I put in it, there was a battery in it. And that battery is the only battery I've ever put in it. So that battery's been in there for, what, 6-7 years? And, I mean, I don't know when that cord got cut, but we might have already done shows on battery power and not even known.
Fair enough.
I don't know. But, yeah, as you showed Dan my dick. Went and bought a new board. Guess I'm taking it back to Guitar Center, even though that's the least place I ever want to go, ever.
I can't wait to the snarky look that the guy gives you when you try to bring
when
that.
When I take it back, yeah. It's
like, what's wrong with it? Nah, I just didn't.
I'm gonna say, man, I didn't need it, turns out.
No, you couldn't figure it out. You see that button there? That turns it on.
Yeah.
See that lever there? That makes things louder. Up is louder. When it's at the bottom, it's softer. Softer means quiet.
I'll probably end up hating the Guitar Center even more because I wouldn't imagine they make it a pleasant experience to return things.
No,
I'm sure
not.
You can. But I'm sure they don't like to return things.
Did you open it?
I didn't. No, it's still in the box, still in the bag. I haven't touched it. It intimidates me, Napier. I know how to work this stuff.
Before you take that back to the counter, you need to just like put the bag over your shoulder and go over to a guitar and just pull that sucker down and start just playing it poorly. and really obnoxiously, then put it back up and say, "Hi, I'd like to return this."
just like go up there and do like the windmill.
Like super, super exaggerated.
Put my leg up on a chair.
Then maybe throw up devil horns as soon as you're done, and then put it back and return your board.
I'll draw like hate and love on my fingers with Sharpie.
And just tell them they're unimpractical jokers.
So Napier, I spent a great deal of time on what I did this week, but I also want to talk about what you did this week.
What did I do this
because
week?
Because you posted the saddest picture I've ever seen in my entire life on Facebook.
Oh.
You posted a photograph of you and your wife and your wife's sister at the zoo on a merry-go-round. And all three of you just look like you just want to put guns in your mouth.
Okay, let's say you go to an amusement park, and you know how you get on a ride, and then you enjoy the ride, and then you get the fuck off the ride, right?
Right.
So we enjoy this little merry-go-round. Whee! Yay! And then we're leaving, and my mother-in-law comes up to all three of us and says, "No, I want to get a picture of you guys on the merry-go-round." All right, but the ride's over and people are queuing up to get in here. And she's like, no, this will just take a second.
You couldn't have faked a smile? All three of you you looked so sad. You were at the zoo, correct?
You could see the guy trying to get people into the merry-go-round to get, the next group of people going. And he is just glaring at us like, "Why the fuck are you still on this ride?"
Guys, I want you to understand that Napier was at the St. Louis Zoo, a establishment that I've visited multiple times. I know exactly where the merry-go-round is at the zoo. Napier just saw penguins,
yes,
and a polar bear.
Oh, and the stingrays.
Yeah. He had just came from the penguins and polar bear area, and he was as sad as anyone I've ever seen.
It wasn't a sad face. That wasn't this
Napier,
mark of sadness.
I zoomed in on your face. And I just looked at your eyes, and they were sad eyes, Napier.
No, that was my face when I'm trying to give the impression of, "Are you fucking kidding me? Let's leave this area and let the guy do his job of putting people onto the happy fun machine."
Were riding on a cheetah.
Yeah, it was fun. And then the ride was over, and you're supposed to leave, not hang out and bullshit for 15 minutes, like it's, the parking lot.
Travis, you saw the picture, right?
I saw the picture.
That's the saddest picture you've ever seen.
They all look dead inside.
They just look like the zoo was not fun at all, and they just wanted to just go like start shoveling dirt on themselves.
It looked like
they just wanted to be done.
It looked like they never wanted to go to the zoo in the first place, but got forced on the rides and shit. And then when they realized that they spent a bunch of money to get in, they're like, "Well, I guess we just have to like ride this out and spend the day here, because what a fucking waste if we leave right now." And that kind of what that picture embodies for me.
The chat room is still talking about my dick. They're talking about making Pinterest boards about my dick. Guys, we've moved on to the zoo.
Yeah, but they haven't. They're on your dick.
It's still on my dick.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Do you ever have a two-way Napier?
No. I only use my right hand.
So, Travis.
Yes, sir.
I have not seen the Suicide Squad yet. I assume Napier isn't, because he can't get to things on time to watch movies. So you saw it, though, right?
I saw Suicide Squad, absolutely.
Are you going to tell us that it was great and that the haters are incorrect?
Well, no, and actually I would be the last one to tell you it's great, but there are some pretty high profile people who would have a proper opinion, like the creator of Suicide Squad, who would say, "Hey, look at these characters that I haven't worked on in 20 years. They did a pretty good job." And I think they did a pretty good job. I think that it was kind of like I felt about the X-Men movie, But I might have liked this just a little bit more, where you walk in and you are entertained for 2 hours.
So you X-Men liked it.
And then you leave. Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple. I did not leave and then think about how awesome it was, except for this is it. It would have been terrible if not set up for with like 40 excellent minutes. The middle kind of drags a little bit. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good, and I would suggest people see it in the theater because it's a fun popcorn flick. The serviceable Joker, like Jared Leto, did just fine, but they didn't really give him a whole lot of time to show us what he was doing. I think a lot of his scenes got cut out. But Margot Robbie, pretty good. Will Smith is always good, no matter what he's in, as far as that. Even that piece of shit Wild Wild West, I thought was okay because Will Smith was in it.
Yeah, Wild Wild West sucked for other reasons other than Will Smith was in it.
Yeah, the big spider machine monster at the end was the biggest one, I think. But yeah, no, I liked it a lot. And then I walked out, and I thought about it a little bit, and I'm over it. I'll probably watch it again, not in the theater, but once I can bring it home. And yeah, it was just fine.
Compare it to its contemporary. Compare it to, like, Batman vs. Superman.
Travis liked Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I like Batman vs. Superman a lot. The thing about it is, it's hard to say because it looks like Suicide Squad, I think, was done. And then Batman Superman came out, and the entire internet said, man, it'd be nice if it was a little funnier. It didn't have to be so dark the whole goddamn movie and so dreary.
And they listened to him.
And they listened, and then they went back, and they were like, we need to cut it up a little bit and do a little bit, you know, throw a little more humor in there, which you can tell was tacked on. There was some scenes where it did look out of place. So I think they were trying to appease people who bitched about Batman Superman, and I think that made the movie about 15 to 20% less serviceable than it should have been. I think if they just let David Ayer make the movie that he wanted to, it would have been like a badass, gritty, dark, cool flick with these weird, badass supervillain guys.
Well, what I heard was that the people who made the trailer for the movie, they like gave them final cut of the movie. They're like, well, hey, David, you guys made a good trailer. How about you just do the whole movie like that? And that's what I heard. I don't know if that's actually true. You know?
Yeah, I've heard that too. But David Ayer claims that it is his cut, and that's the cut that he wanted to put out, and that when you make a studio movie, that's just how it is. There's notes, and you kind of follow suit. But he said he stands by his final cut of the movie. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I do think that if they would have left some of the other Joker shit in that they cut out, it might have been a little cooler, but it wasn't supposed to be Joker's movie. But I mean, there were some cool cameos, and it was a lot like a comic book in the beginning because you see how these guys get captured and how they get thrown into this prison where they can actually be recruited into this Suicide Squad. And that, to me, was super comic booky because they're like, oh, hey, look, here's how Deadshot got picked off by a
superhero. Yeah, I guess it would be kind of weird to just have everybody in prison without any explanation
right.
as to like who
and
they
the,
are or what
that's
they
what
did.
I've always wanted out of some of these superhero movies. You know, when they cast all these villains and then they like oversaturate it, like say like Amazing Spider-Man 2, where they had to shove the Green Goblin in there and shove Electro in there. What they did right was they cast the Paul Giamatti as the Rhino, but you saw him for like a scene. It was just like the opening setup of the movie where it's like, hey guys, remember we're watching Spider-Man and he's a hero. Look how he took down this one villain. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, he takes down villains all the time.
Right.
We don't have time to show you every time Spider-Man takes down a villain, guys.
Right, but that's how cool it is, though. You know, like a comic book, you pick up an issue of a comic book, especially from the mid-90s or late, you know, a little bit later, was you pick up an issue and the first handful of panels is him just stopping a bank robbery by some costume wannabe, and then he moves on to the actual story. It's just like a quick little snippet, and I don't know, it was cool like that. I enjoyed it very much.
I'm probably gonna go see it tomorrow. You know, I'm sure that I'll probably have things to say about it at some point, but maybe I'll just do it privately, because, you know, people don't need to know what I think about everything, Travis.
Well, I get it, and I could nitpick the shit out of Suicide Squad. I could tear Suicide Squad apart, but I didn't watch it like that. I watched it to see hot Margot Robbie hit people with a baseball bat.
So know, there's some fun people. Shit. Don't go into it. I think that when I go into it seeing that it has a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, I think that actually helps a bad movie with me, because I'm going in thinking it's going to be awful, and then maybe it's not going to be as bad as I thought. You know, like, I went into Ghostbusters thinking Ghostbusters was going to be a big, giant pile of dog shit. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a big pile of dog shit. It was just not, like...
Great.
It wasn't, like, a classic movie.
Sure.
Like, when I left Ghostbusters, I wasn't mad that I saw Ghostbusters. And I think that'll probably help with this. I'm going to go see it tomorrow, I think.
When's the last time you were actually pissed off that you watched a movie, though? Like you were actually upset. You're like, why did I waste my hour and a half, 2 hours on that?
The movie, the title was Go.
Oh, yeah, Go was...
No, that's a great movie with Katie Holmes and shit. Timothy Olyphant.
That was horrible. It was a horrible fucking movie.
That movie that... The guy who made Drive made After Drive with that Asian guy that sings all the karaoke.
Was that Only God Knows or whatever?
Yeah,
God Only Knows like that.
Oh, I actively hated that movie. That movie made me so angry, yeah. Travis.
I couldn't finish that movie.
No, at the very end, I think like he stabs his mom to death and then like rips out like her insides and like eats him.
Really?
I don't remember what happened. I know he kills his mom at the end and does something that involves like reaching in her, but I don't remember a whole lot because I just hated it so much.
It sounds really gross. Travis, could you tell that they Deadpooled it up a little bit in there?
Yeah, you could see it.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. I have Olympic things to discuss. We have other movie things to discuss, I guess.
Yeah, we need to talk about Twitter censoring the Olympic videos.
Oh, I want to hear about that. I'm behind on the times, I guess.
No, you should know. You retweeted something that's got censored about a day later.
Oh. Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We've all played badminton, and it seems like the rules are fairly easy to understand. I think there's a big difference, though, in the equipment that these guys use and the ones we use at home. This is a typical racket that you can buy, and it all comes as part of a set. You get the net, you get a couple of rackets, you get some birdies, right? And this is an okay racket, but compare it with this one. This one has cost about $75, but it can run you up to about $200, okay? And it's a little bit bigger than the kind that we might goof around with in the backyard. Listen to the difference in tension, though. This is the one that we play with. This is one the bad boys of badminton play with. So obviously they're going to be able to hit the ball a little bit harder. It's a much more precise piece of equipment. But here's where the big change is. This is the shuttlecock that's used at the Olympics, and maybe you've been hearing Bill Clement describe this thing. 16 goose feathers. I mean, this is a beautiful piece of equipment, but it's fragile, but it's also very strong. All from the left side of the goose. I'm not making this up. So that the contours of the feathers are all the same and it gives a uniform ride. This thing can go up to 200 miles an hour. You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, this thing, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200 miles an hour. It's not. And even though it doesn't look sophisticated, it has a tree-seeking device implanted in it somewhere. I don't know where, but I've played a lot of badminton with my kids. By the seventh shot, this thing's up in the tree, okay? So then what does your kid do? She says, Mommy, I'll get it down. Throws a racket up in the tree. Now your racket's up in the tree. She says, don't worry, I'll get that down. So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball, which should come as standard equipment in any kind of backyard badminton set. Throws that in. That immediately gets impaled. So she goes to get something else to get get one of these things down, okay? Now there are kids from all over the neighborhood that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree, all right? You realize suddenly you own 18 basketballs. You've got 9 footballs, okay? There's softballs flying through the air. The tree is now groaning with children and equipment, all right? Someone's turned on the hose. Badminton is a water sport. They're trying to get this thing down with a hose. And somehow, mothers from all over the neighborhood hear that badminton is being played at Mary's house. They're dropping off their kids. They know it's an all-day affair. They know it's going to involve 17 other sports. They're dropping off their kids. They're leaving skid marks, okay? You've got Colleen Clark up in the tree trying to get down a SpongeBob SquarePants beach ball with a hockey stick, okay? There's pool sticks flying through the air like javelins, and you hear yourself saying, somebody's going to poke an eye out. It just never ends. It's a what? Everything is going on, right? Then you see Christopher Burr, and it's always Christopher Burr. He takes a rollerblade, throws it up at the tree, hits your car, you got a dent in your Jeep. You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore. Not even the inflatable raft that hasn't seen action since the baby duck rescue of 1997. You pull your car into the garage, and as you do, your other kid is coming out. He's on the phone with R.T. Murphy. He sizes up the situation and says, hey, come on over. We're playing badminton. That is a sport that I know, and that's probably a sport that you know as well. Olympic badminton is coming back after this.
This is Strange Labor.
We're so close to the top of the stack. Hopefully we get chosen together.
Oh, this is exciting. I hope I'm turned into a trashy tabloid magazine. I'd look so cool with Kirstie Alley's beach bod right here, right on my chest.
All a piece of paper wants is to be useful.
Ooh, we're going into the printers. Here we go.
Whee!
Hey, that tickles a little bit.
Hey, perforation. Fancy.
What do we get? Can you see anything?
Just names and boxes. Think, holy shit. We're going to be a part of the American political process.
Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth.
Wait. What the fuck does that mean?
From the creators of Sausage Party comes an all-new animated adventure.
Guys, here I go. Wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy. Looking good.
What the...
Third party. I died for nothing!
Ballot party.
Hey man, we're in Florida. Nothing fucked up ever happens in Florida.
And now, internet radio's all-time greatest zoologist, Drunk, with his amazing animal fact.
Beaver teeth never stop growing.
WFOD!
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. I'm too much.
Yeah, when you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knee that I wobbled in my walk, and I'm trembling. Talk romance. My heart stars are doing that St. Rita dance, and I'm
fancy. It's a night of backups. I didn't record the first half of the show. But did, hopefully. So not only are we on battery power.
Battery power!
But we were also on butt power. Our broadcasting software is our only backup for the first half of the show. So if you heard it live, you might have been the only people that heard it.
Hey, Sclusy!
Sclusy! Now you should turn your microphone on, is what you
fucking
do. That's 2 weeks in a row, Napier, on the not turning your microphone on coming back from break.
Hey,
act like you haven't done this in a while.
Not well.
Been watching the Olympics?
Nope. I don't want to see people die from that horrible river.
Travis, have been watching any Olympics?
I never watch the Olympics. I don't care about it at all. I do, especially. I should be watching it because I half expect that some of the, what do they call them, contestants? No, Olympians.
You're the next contestant on the Olympics.
I have a feeling that at one of these events, the commentator is going to say, "Oh well, they're all getting ready to do the relay. Looks like we're missing two of the marathon runners. I just got word that they were both stabbed outside of the."
They were mugged for their iPod.
They were mugged and murdered outside of the Olympic grounds. What a horrible, horrible place to have the Olympics.
Travis, they made an announcement that they're going to add a bunch of sports to the next Summer Games. I don't know why they announced it now.
Super excited about the one.
They're like, "Hey, you like these sports? Well, they're not going to be at this Olympics, but in 4 years, oh boy."
Hope you don't die.
I think they added a karate, and they brought back baseball. Baseball went away for a while, but they're bringing it back. And skateboarding.
Yeah, they're gleaming the cube in 2020.
They're doing skateboarding. But I had an idea for a good Olympic game that they're not doing. And I want to run it by you and see what you think.
Oh, I can't wait.
So the end of the Olympics, right? The medals have been given out. We know who the best is, right? At the very end of the Olympics, the last day before the ending ceremonies, they have a big, giant, like, Hunger Games dome.
Yeah.
And they have, like, one competitor from each country compete in a paintball tournament.
I could watch that.
Everyone in the world would watch that. That would be the most popular Olympic game ever. You send in one warrior. I mean, like a Navy SEAL or something, Travis. You send in your best warrior, and you just have an all-out free-for-all battle. And I mean, we're not gonna kill people, Travis.
They're paintball.
Well, see, I think we're about four Olympic low ratings broadcasts away from this exact idea, but with like actual like gladiator weapons.
Right, right. You just camera the fuck out of it. Put cameras everywhere. Put GoPros on all their helmets, and you just have like a big paintball battle in a jungle. And you see who has the best warriors. Don't you think that like a lot of people who may not care about sports would really get behind like this big war game?
No, it's not that people don't give a fuck about sports. Nobody gives a shit about swimming. Nobody cares. Who gives a fuck about a marathon run? Probably only people who run marathons.
You see all these jackoffs that have all the circle bruises on them from cupping?
Yeah.
They're like suction cupping themselves to make their muscles not ache, and they got big like hickeys all over them. They look like a bunch of just fucking assholes.
Why don't they just put a bunch of leeches all over their bodies?
I mean, the world is watching, man. Get your skin in order. You look like an idiot.
Here's what you do for the Summer Olympics. You put in baseball, you put in soccer, you put in rugby, and that's pretty much it. And
war games.
Take everything else out.
Yeah, take everything else out. You know what the Winter Olympics is? Ice hockey. That's it. Nobody gives a fuck about curling. Nobody gives a fuck about the ice luge. You put in hockey, that's it. That's your Winter Olympics.
Summer and Winter Olympics both end in war games.
I would like to see it just turn into like American Ninja Warrior. Or, you know, like that's the Olympics from now on is just American Ninja Warrior.
Whatever happened to American Gladiators? We could do that too. That'd be cool. Just like a badass obstacle course with like big hunky guys that would like hit you with big padded sticks.
That was like essentially like a watered down version of the Running Man. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like normal Joes get thrown into this arena and you have to play with those. Yeah. Weird padded fucking jousts.
You got to get by a guy named Nitro.
Blazers over there in the corner throwing a fucking football at your head. And I love that.
All the women have obvious fake tits.
Big giant ones.
Big 80s hair.
Travis, what were you talking about? There's something going on with the Olympics?
Well, no, it was. I was watching you. You shared a video, like it was a quick little video on Twitter, of a guy doing. What did he do? Like the, not the pole vault, but he went over that fucking horse thing, and he
broke his leg.
Broke his. Oh, it was like I've seen people playing basketball when.
Yeah,
they
why did I share that? I hated that.
Oh my god! Well, because you wanted everybody else to hate it too, of course. Like you're like, hey, I just had to watch this.
I'll only be happy when everyone else is as sad as me.
And I watched it, and I knew what was coming. As soon as I saw it shared, I'm like, I know what's going to happen here.
You didn't think that I was sharing, like, a really good pommel horse, Travis?
Like an amazing fucking Olympian here.
Guys, look at all these flips this guy does. It's fucking amazing.
Now watch his legs snap like toothpicks.
It wasn't even it looked like a like if you stretch out Play-Doh and you make, like, a worm, and then you just drop one half of the worm. That's what his goddamn leg looked like. There
right.
was no bone. It was just like a soggy noodle. And the guy, he didn't even react like I would think a dude would react. He, like, just fell to the ground, and he kind of held his leg. There wasn't a look of mortal pain in his face. It was just like, oh, I didn't land that, is what he fucking looked like.
Yeah, he looked at his soupy spaghetti leg, and he seemed to just kind of be fine with it.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
I mean, he didn't look, like, overly happy.
No, he didn't look happy. He just looked bummed out.
He looked at his leg and said, yeah, but that's broken.
Oh, this is not a good day at the office.
Well, and he's in that shit country, too. And then I just watched a thing about how they ain't got no doctors in there.
I was going to say, good luck getting decent medical attention in that third
They're room. Just leaving dead people out in the hallway and
it's
shit.
It's going to be some weird, like, transient kid going to try to steal this fucking noodle leg.
Scrams in the chat says that he went and saw American Gladiators live when he was a kid. I'd go see American
That sounds
Gladiators.
Awesome. You know what awesome. I always wanted to see live? Double Dare.
Do Double Dare at the Olympics. You know what I would like to see is what country...
I'm in.
What country would be the best at that Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh, yeah, that talking ugly-ass face.
What was that guy's name? It doesn't matter.
Zordon?
No, Zordon is the Power Rangers guy. I was thinking the same thing, actually, but I didn't say it because I knew it was wrong.
Ook. He's going to ook you in the duker.
Ook might actually be Omak in the chat. We got Omak. That's I bet that's his name. I bet that's right. I don't think Scrams would lie to me.
I'm going to go with Ook because he ooked you in the duker. He's going to ook all night long.
You know what I went and saw live this week? Went to that Cirque du Soleil.
Was it dumb? Oh,
what show was it?
It was a bunch of guys dressed up like bugs.
What was the subtitle of the Cirque du Soleil show?
They had a big-ass egg, and all the bugs wanted the egg. But they were speaking French. I mean, I kind of got the vibe from the body language that, like, all of them wanted the egg, and, like, the gang of people stole the egg, and then this one guy wanted to try to get it back. And then, like, a bunch of people, like, did bendy shit.
So it was like Cirque du Soleil, A Bug's Life?
Yeah, kind of. But I got seated next to this really, really old man, and he immediately started talking to me about Cirque du Soleil, and he said, you know, the Cirque du Soleil, they have like 7 different shows around the country, and we come to this every year. And I said, oh, well, you know, it must be a good show if you guys keep coming back. And he goes, well, yeah, we come every year. And he looked at me like I was a big fucking asshole. And then we didn't talk anymore.
Just tell him you're blowing my LSD trip, bro.
Yeah, I'm on so many shrooms right now. You gotta leave me alone. How many eyes are you supposed to have?
Excuse me, sir. I've done like 3 tabs of this shit. I really can't talk to you right now. I'm going to watch the clown.
Do you know anybody that's seen the Cirque du Soleil sex one? That they apparently get naked. I don't know if there's any penetration.
Naked
like
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, yeah. When I was in,
I think I'd like to see that more.
Yeah, no. When I was in Vegas a couple years back, I think they had that one going on. It's like I think it was just called sex. I'm not sure.
Sex?
Maybe it was Cirque du Soleil.
Sex erotic. By Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah,
see these
like
bendy
that.
Broads without their bug costumes.
I bet it's just floppy dicks and tits everywhere.
I bet you have to pay them like way more.
Oh, easily.
Why would you do that though, Travis? What would make you want to be a Cirque du Soleil person?
Cash money, baby.
Do they get paid really well?
They get paid pretty decent. They're performers, and I think it's just like job security. Like, they're probably all dancers that, you know, but that can't get into like real dancing. So like Cirque du Soleil is like the next best.
So like you can put your feet behind your head, and you're one of the only ones that can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a place for you.
Listen, we were at, you know, those Rafters games, those Woodbat baseball games that I go to. We were just at one yesterday, and they're, you know, they did a handful of weeks ago, they had Mr. Belding. This quote unquote celebrity appearance, their featured act was the Rubber Boy.
Rubber Boy?
This guy could bend his shit, kind of like that guy at the Olympics, but on purpose. He could bend like his legs behind his neck, and he stuffed himself through a toilet seat sideways. And then his last act was he was in like one of those little chests that you find at like a Bath Bed and Beyond. And he shoved himself in there. But then he listed off his credits. He's like, oh, watch me on this show, and I'm on the Disney Channel, this show. I think if you have those weird talents that are not really marketable, you'll do whatever somebody's willing to pay you to do.
And do you think that they write the show based on like what weirdos they have? They're like, hey, we got this gal who can bend, you know, her feet behind her head, so... And I guess we could do like a spider thing with her, and
right. We got to write this in. This guy can kick.
Yeah, we got like some trapeze people. We got to do a trapeze thing, you know. We'll work this out. Or do you think they write it and then they find people who can do the things that they?
I think it'd be a lot easier to write around the people that you already have.
Probably. But it was fun. It was a good time, I guess. You know, it was a bunch of weird bug people. I think you're right that it would probably be a lot more interesting to see on drugs.
Would they soak you for a ticket in a traveling Cirque du Soleil show?
We got not the best seats, but not the worst seats. We got like seats, right? I don't think there's a bad seat really, because you know, there's a lot of shit going on. I actually think the closer up you are, probably the worse it is, because you probably miss some stuff because there's, you know, there's a lot going on around you.
Well, they're always at the top of those goddamn ribbons and shit.
We were right in the middle. I think seats were like $60 or something.
Oh, that's pretty. I mean,
for a stadium thing, that's about normal.
Look, if you're not close enough to the stage to smell bendy girls' cooter, you're not really getting the full show.
You got to be close up. You got to see them sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get some drippings on you.
Right. You know, we missed our calling with the do you have to start really early?
I would assume
or
so.
Do you think that you're born with that, or can you teach yourself to do it? Like, if I practiced every day until like I was 40, you think they'd take me in the Cirque du Soleil if I could do like a neat thing?
I think you got to start. I think you do have to start early. That was my question to my wife yesterday with that fucking Rubber Boy. I was like, what do you think? Do you think this guy practiced this shit, or do you think it was something he realized he could do as like a small child, and it was like all of his aunts and uncles clapped when he like put his leg unnaturally behind his head, and then he started doing it to be like, hey, look what I can do, and then it just turned into a talent that he like cultivated.
They're posting weird kids like from The Ring and chat that are like walking on their hands and stuff.
I talk about a weird kid. You go back and watch the pilot episode of Outcast on Cinemax.
Is that kid doing weird stuff, or was it CGI?
No, he actually did that weird shit. It was unbelievable and creepy as hell. Watch Outcast on Cinemax.
You know what I don't plan on buying tickets to is Prophets of Rage. Have you seen that the Rage Against the Machine band is going on tour with like a...
It's just the band though, right?
Not it's the band with the singer from Cypress Hill and Chuck D from Public Enemy. And
we were driving to our little vacation this last week, and a song came up on rock radio, and I'm listening, and I'm like, sounds like Cypress Hill, but also like Rage Against the Machine.
I think that the single that they put out to promote this tour is like their theme song. Like, they just say, yeah, we're the Prophets of Rage.
Yeah, that's
We're the Prophets of Rage.
Bummer.
Yeah. And they're going on this amphitheater tour doing Rage Against the Machine karaoke. And why would you go see it is what I want to know. Why would you go see it? Well, and I know what they're selling it as. They're selling it as, oh, you know, the world's gone mad. Donald Trump might be the president. You know, get out all your Che Guevara shirts.
I wish I could burn those off people's bodies.
Or burn them on there so they could never take it off again.
That would also
be fun. It's you guys need Rage Against the Machine back, but without the good part.
We just know we can profit off this bull. It's like Scott Stapp is back with Creed, and they're trying to pretend they're Christian again.
You might remember the singer from Cypress Hill in his most recent tour playing Hooters restaurants around the country. Well, now he's doing amphitheaters.
And live large, a big house, nice car, your rent charge, moving up in the world.
You that guy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the guy.
That's him, basically.
So,
yeah, that's terrible. I feel bad that people are going to spend a bunch of money to watch them in an arena and sit in like stadium seats and nobody's going to move. It's going to be a bunch of fucking 45-year-old guys.
I think it's one of those things where you're going to sell tickets like if people don't really think about it. Because, I mean...
Oh, like, oh, they came to our town, we might as well go see something?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I think I remember liking Rage Against the Machine. This might be fun, guys.
Look, if we don't go see this horrible, shitty cover band, then how will Cypress Hill want to come back during the Warp Tour?
Right. And then you really think about it. Like, you have those tickets, the show's in a couple of weeks, and you're like, what did I buy these for? I don't want to see this shit. Who fucking can? It's like going and seeing Axl Rose play Guns N' Roses songs with Buckethead. Like, nobody wants to see you play songs with Buckethead.
I could actually see, really, like, when Guns N' Roses actually started touring again with Slash and Axl and shit, I was like, hey, that makes sense that people are excited. But yeah, when people were watching Axl perform Chinese Democracy with fucking Buckethead, the goddamn Colonel's Famous Recipe, he's looking out a couple of eye slits. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Fucking Guns N' Roses.
I think Guns N' Roses waited 10 years too long. I think Matt from the Lotus Cast told me that they played two nights in Boston, and first night sold pretty good. Second night, $10 on Groupon.
Oh, that is no good.
Hey, well, I don't think we needed a second night, guys. I think we covered it the first night.
We should have just released one night, and when that sold out, maybe try it again.
Right. So, I mean, that was a show.
More or less, yeah.
I mean, is there anything else that we need to talk about, Travis?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think so.
There was a guy on Twitter today that tried to trick me.
Oh, did he try to say he listened to the show?
Yeah.
And then try to sell you on something that he does?
Right. That's exactly what he did, Travis. He's trying to trick me. That mm-hmm. Brandon guy. He said, hey, I listened to your show. You talked about music and current events. It was great. I do a podcast.
What a fucking...
So I go to the show description, right, Travis? And the first line was something about Donald Trump and Nickelback. He said, looks like music and current events. Got it.
Yeah, I
got the gist of this show down.
Hey, I listened to your show. I like how you put a personal spin on the topics you talk about.
Hey, I listened to your show, so maybe you should check out my show, right? He tried to trick me, and I'm not falling for it. Because I looked at his timeline, Travis, and you know what? He listened to three shows in like 7 minutes. That pretty fucking impressive. He's like, hey, I listened to your show. It's about music. It was like the Listening Party podcast. They have a cassette tape as their logo. He's like, that's about music. I listened to it. It was great.
I listened to your show. I thought it was really good when you guys talked about food, and it's called the Food Review Podcast.
I'm not falling for your bullshit, Brandon.
Brandon St. Randy.
Yeah, and I think the Chris Brake Show is trying to trick me too.
How can they trick you?
They're trying to ambush me on their home turf is what they're trying to do. I'm not falling for that shit. You got to get up pretty early in the morning, Napier.
Could you
slip one by old Mike?
Could you put a little context to that story?
You got to get up pretty early to slip one by old Mike.
What did they try to slip by you?
They're trying to get you to talk shit to some sports writer again.
I don't know what they're doing, Travis. Don't know what they're doing, but they said that. See, okay, I'll explain it to you. This isn't going to be interesting. I'm warning you in advance, listeners. The show can just be over for you if you don't want to hear this story, because it's not going to be interesting. On the station, Travis, when there's not a live show on, it's just random. We just randomly play other shows. Just show after show after show after show. So if you listen, you'll hear one of our shows, and it's fine. So I was thinking, to make this just not playing show after show after show after show, I should make things to go between the shows. And so what I put together is songs from independent artists that submit them to us. Songs that I listen through, the ones that send us, and if they're dog shit, I don't play them. And typically, one of us, somebody on the station, comes on after the show and just kind of says, hey, that was so-and-so. You can find him at so-and-so, whatever.
Hey, why don't you ever ask me to do that?
You can do some Sunday when we get together and hang out.
Okay.
I have a lot to do because I sent some to the Lotus Cast and I don't think they want to do them. So Chris Brake was real gung-ho about doing these, right? The Chris Brake, they were for him. They were like, hey, this is cool. We'll do them. First ones they sent me were fine. They did like three or four of them. I put them up. They were good. Second time they did them, they thought to themselves, Travis, they thought, hey, let's pull a fast one on old Mike and send him a 76-minute audio file for doing like three-minute things after songs. So they sent me this 76-minute thing. They think, ha, Mike's going to have to listen through this 76 minutes. You're gonna show him how weird we are, right? Ho-ho, we got him. So I said, guys, what is this bullshit? And they play dumb with me, Travis. They're like, oh.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You didn't want a 76-minute audio file, Mike? No, I don't want a 76-minute audio file. So I complained about the 76-minute audio file. They said, oh, okay, well, we're sorry. We'll do better next time. Send them a couple more, Travis. And they send me back these two really somber clips of them like, oh, hey, we don't know if we're doing this right. You know, Mike yelled at us last time. But that was, you know, so-and-so. I don't know if we should say anything about, you know, if we liked it or not. But, you know, we don't want Mike to be mad. And send me that. I'm like, what are you guys fucking doing to me, you know? I sent them back, and I was like, do you guys, not like me or something? Like, what's the deal? What's the deal with you fucking guys?
No, you should have just put them up. Just put them up. Do it.
Well, I mean, nobody's going to listen to it anyway. It's in garbage time. It's playing on the station randomly. I just did it because I want our thing to be, kind of sound okay. I don't want it to just be podcast after podcast playing. I want it to sound like an actual station. Whether it's just for my own peace of mind, that's just what I want. And nobody else seems to give a shit what it does, and so I just do it the way I want to do it. And nobody tells me not to.
Do you ever randomly just put weird shit in the middle of the stream just to see if anybody's listening, like some weird demonic seance thing?
I'll tell you what, I put an episode of the Squarehead Kids up in random rotation.
Oh, fantastic.
That you might just catch sometime. I mean, it's not going to be played often, but it's in there.
Is it the one where Frank fucks the toilet brush?
I don't know. I had one on my hard drive, and I just put it in there. You know, so there's like 45 hours of audio in the light rotation folder, and it's in there. So like once a week, an episode of the Squarehead Kids might play. And no, nobody noticed, Travis. So this will be the only time anybody ever mentions it, probably. And so said that to them, and then they were on the show last week, and they, I feel like they were kind of goofing with their audio and kind of kind of messing with me. And John Rapp keeps sending me text messages, and I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You gave John Rapp your cell phone number?
No, I didn't, Travis. Chris Brake gave John Rapp my cell phone number.
Oh, my God.
Look, I get along great with Chris Brake. I like Chris Brake. He's a nice guy. I don't get John Rapp. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about any of the time.
That is, literally any of the time.
Have you ever understood one fucking thing John Rapp has said to you, Travis?
Not until Chris Brake explains it to
me. No, yeah, you have to have Chris Brake translate to you what John Rapp just said.
And he is absolutely a homegrown American.
So, yeah, John Rapp, if you want to ask me a question, have Chris Brake ask me the question, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Did he ask you for a show or a showtime?
No, so they asked me if I would come on their show as a guest, and the only reason I can think that they would ask me to come on as a guest is...
Sabotage.
To trap me.
You were just down there a handful of weeks ago.
That was for a purpose. This isn't.
Oh, so this whole show will probably be based around sabotaging you.
Yeah, they want to get me on there so that they can trap me.
They came
on their home turf.
They came up with an amazing idea, and they're like, "Let's base a whole show around sabotaging
Mike." Yeah, on fucking with Mike. Well, I'm not biting, guys.
I'll come on.
Yeah, have Travis on. Travis, you can act on my behalf.
Yeah,
behalf. The fuck is a behaft?
I'll tell you what,
the battery is going pretty good, Napier. It sounds like we're still on the air, right? Maybe we should just stay on battery power.
Battery power!
But then how will you spend $30?
Probably won't take too long to spend $30 on 9-volt batteries. Fucking expensive, the 9-volt batteries.
Right? Yeah, they're one of the more expensive batteries, if you can believe it.
Guys.
Can you believe it?
That they're the more expensive of the batteries?
Yeah.
I don't think we should have 9-volt batteries anymore. I think we just need to go to a strictly AA system on
all things.
The
only good thing that they're used for are weird electronics that have a unnecessary battery backup and smoke alarms. I had a dream. What else do you know that uses a 9-volt? Napier, ask your wife.
Smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms.
This mixer, some RC trucks, probably.
Probably not a lot of them.
No, those use about 19D batteries.
Yeah. Remember loading those up in those fucking Christmas presents your grandparents would give you, and then you'd forget about it for like 6 months? Like, oh yeah, that toy car, I want to play with that. And it doesn't go, so you open it up to look at the batteries, and they've all fucking exploded, and there's green shit inside. God, I miss those days.
Yeah. I buy a lot of used electronics to try to flip on the old eBay, and I encounter that quite a bit.
Travis, you got to find me a 9-volt AC adapter with the blue tip. That's what I need.
Oh, with the blue tip?
The blue tip.
We'll see if I can try.
I ain't spending $31 on
that's
goddamn
insanity.
Cord.
That's the thing about Radio Shack. You go to Radio Shack if you have one in your town because they have every adapter that fits to every little thing, but they're going to charge you $17.
They're 90% of cell phones now.
That seems dumb.
Yeah, I agree. Napier, is there anything else that you need to get off your chest before we call it a show?
Not likely.
Are you going to go on the Chris Brake show and defend me?
Why would I do that?
I feel like they're trying to trap me, Napier. Look,
when's the last time? What was the last show you were on? Was it Strange Times?
I think it was Strange Times.
You were on Bad Flicks.
Bad Flicks.
That's right.
We had a good time. Bad
what
Flicks.
What month is podcast month?
February.
I don't know when you came up with it.
Yeah, I think I missed all 4 weeks in February to be on another show. Somehow.
Travis was not on any shows during podcast month.
I mean, I really did my best to try to schedule something, but.
Yeah, I was on Unfit for FM.
Travis, is there anything that you need to get off your chest, buddy?
I just want to wish a happy congratulations to past guest band Cookie Crotch Nuts for being featured on Sirius XM. Follow them at official_CCN on Twitter. It's the official shitter account for Futbuck Records, recording artist Cookie Crotchnuts. And they are, if you are so inclined, which you should be, because they have a wonderful song off their new album called Honey, I Shrunk My Dick, on cookiecrotchnuts.com/music. They're giving away both of their albums for free in celebration of being featured on SiriusXM Radio.
And thanks to Matt from Passersby Podcast, Brett and Lauren from Team Hot Butter, Sean from the Zombie Cast, and Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy for helping me out with our break bit.
Well, that's nice of them. And then and Lotus Cast is the one you invited back to Hollywood Fantasy League?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, that's my mama.
You love me. But what does it mean? What does it all mean? What does it mean? What does it all mean?
Look, yeah.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening. You can catch us every Monday night, 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com, or check out all of our back episodes at wfodicks.com. You can give us a quick follow on the old Twitter, guys, there, at WFODshow. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODicks. If you'd like to send us an email, WFODshow@gmail.com. Call our voicemail, 636-487-4263. Thank you very much to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Jody B. We'll be back next week. Thank you again. And bye. Bye.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.
Paper friend, you learned the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learned the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learned the terrible truth.
Tonight, my paper friend, you learned the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learned the terrible truth.
Tonight, my paper friend, you learned the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth. Tonight, my paper friend, you learn the terrible truth.
Yay!